This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
They say that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. But in the case of Derek Kaufman, the apple rolled all the way to L.A. The one thing Derek and his mother share in common, however, is the love for breaking news. TMZ is breaking news faster than the New York Times. So sit back and enjoy the news from Hollywood, as only the Kaufman family can bring it.
All right, and today is a very, very important day in the lives of both my son Derek and me, because it is his daughter, my first granddaughter's birthday, and Nixie Alice Kaufman. Nixon Alice Kaufman is 8 years old. I cannot believe that. Hey, old man, how you doing with an 8-year-old kid?
It is unbelievable. I was just every birthday I go through pictures from each year of her birthdays. I just look them up in my sort of old photos, and she's like a teenager now. She came home with a brand new fancy haircut from a salon. She was doing hair flips. She had something called curtain bangs, which I'd never heard of. I mean, she's feeling herself, and she's cute as a button and the best. I'm just tickled. I'm so proud.
Yeah, and you have a right to be, as I am too. And I spoke to her last night. I told her I just needed one more, moment with a 7-year-old granddaughter, because that's it. I'll never have another 7-year-old granddaughter. How about that?
That's it. You'll have a 7-year-old grandson in a couple of years, though. So the tornado, he got up and he got his own gift, because I've learned as a parent, when one kid is getting a bunch of gifts, he's got to get something too.
Well, I sent him something. It probably won't be there till today, though.
So, you know the whole drill. I mean, Carter doesn't like to be left out.
No kid does. You didn't either. It's the same dynamic that I lived through with Jenny and you. So, just take care of business. Meanwhile, I look at all of these stories. First and foremost, what's up with Dakota Johnson? Has she really been engaged to Chris Martin for years?
Yeah, that's a very, very real relationship. I mean, everyone thinks of Chris Martin, obviously, who had the conscious uncoupling with Gwyneth Paltrow years ago, but he's been with Dakota Johnson for years.
Really?
And they have been set to be married for years. That was the news of the day. But they get along very, very well. You know, Dakota has been part of even the family life that he shares with Gwyneth, because obviously they co-parent, and Dakota's just around. She's Hollywood royalty herself, so I think she just fits right in. You know, Gwyneth has her father and her mother, Blythe Danner, and, Dakota Johnson comes from Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith. So she fits right into this clan.
Wow. And I guess, if you love the kids, you take care of all the kids. That's all. Does she make movies? I mean, I know Coldplay still makes music.
Oh, my goodness. Does Dakota Johnson make movies?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say the best ones, but she's 50 Shades of Grey. She's in Madam Web and all those sorts of movies. And Gwyneth still gets busy, but she's with, Goop is a huge company. I eat their salads even. We order them on some weekends. So she's a business entrepreneur now, maybe more than an actress.
What is Goop?
Oh, you don't know about Goop. Goop is Gwyneth's company that has high-end sort of luxury things, all sorts of things. She sells candles and new agey type stuff, but she also has a meal delivery plans. So she's quite the little mogul.
Oh, unbelievable. The rich just get richer. That's all I can say. What is up with this humanoid male robot who apparently is handsy?
Yeah, so there's that picture of this robot that it's I believe it's in Saudi Arabia. Is that right?
Right.
And it is sort of handsy, for lack of a better word. I mean, this is the future that we're sort of up against. We're going to see these robots more and more as AI sort of takes over. And this one copped a feel.
Yeah, and he's dressed in Arabian
traditional
gear.
Garb.
Yeah, that they're not supposed to do that stuff, are they?
No, you know, everything is supposed to be very, very traditional and conservative. The values over there are very conservative, obviously, and even there are some criminal laws if you touch a woman. But this robot, he's not subject to those human laws, so he reaches out and grabs a little something.
You guys have robots?
The news reporter handles it well. She's in a sort of blue suit, and she handles it decently. But it is interesting that this is the start of maybe it's a very realistic-looking robot, I have to say.
Yeah, but it's a perverted, very interesting-looking robot. That's all I know. So do you got robots? Do you have robots yet? Are you using a lot of artificial intelligence at TMZ?
Oh, you know, I dabble on ChatGPT just to sort of see what it's like, but it's more of a toy than a tool for me at this point. I think lawyers are very, very nervous about what it could mean for our profession, and it can mm-hmm. make contracts pretty quickly, but in terms of dispensing sound judgment very quickly, I think you still need some humans.
Yeah, well, let's hope so, because I'm not going to contribute to the support of your life. How about that? I'm counting on you. You're my 401k.
That's it.
And some
can't
of the
rely
other...
on that sister of mine.
No. Well, yes, I can, to a certain extent, but you're just definitely the mogul. Other stories, though, that were out there that I thought were interesting was TMZ actually had a story about Bruce Pearl's, sort of anger that at the State of the Union address last night, he wasn't satisfied with the way the president spoke about Israel.
Yeah, you know, the speech has not sat well with certain individuals because a big component of the State of the Union, and some people think he was energetic, some people think it was a bit shouty. I mean, opinions can differ, but what he said about building these piers off the coast of Gaza to help aid get in and not sending any U.S. ground forces didn't sit well with a lot of people who know how important the support for Israel is at this juncture. Yes, there has been this invasion, and it's taken quite a long time, but without that support from America and its other allies, Israel's in a lot of trouble. And so when people hear vacillation from the president of the United States, whose alliance is the most important to Israel, they get quite upset, and Bruce Pearl is certainly in that camp.
And, you know, I think for people who don't know much about Bruce Pearl, tell them why he would even be featured on TMZ.
Yeah, well, why would Bruce Pearl be featured on TMZ? I mean, he's on TMZ Sports. He's the head coach of Auburn's mm-hmm. basketball team, and he is obviously very, very pro-Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as is your mom. I was very dissatisfied with the entire speech. I had to turn it off and go to bed about 20 minutes into it.
Yeah, you know, I'd never seen such a stern rebuke of the Supreme Court. You know, there's often comments made in that direction, but this was a lot to almost threaten them with the electorate, reversing their decision on Roe v. Wade, which wherever your sort of beliefs lie, it's strange to sort of arouse that kind of anger towards such an august body like the Supreme Court. They were all sitting there stone-faced. I found that a bit strange.
Yeah, and, some of them have aged pretty dramatically. Like Sonia Sotomayor didn't look very good last night. I was surprised.
Yeah, listen, it's an old body. It always is traditionally quite an older body of people. They're most known for their wisdom. That's where you can have old people.
That's right, but not in the White House, right?
Well, we'll see. We're going to have an old person regardless.
Regardless, that's true. All right, well, make sure there's a big party tonight for my granddaughter, and I'll be on FaceTime.
That sounds good. Take care, everyone.
All right, take care. Yeah, because when you live so far away from your family, from your grandchildren, you do a lot of this birthday parties and celebrations on FaceTime. The only problem is I never get to taste the cake that way. And trust me, Derek goes all out with these cakes. It'll be like, you know, a five-layer tiramisu, some kind of concoction that you would really definitely want a bite of. And I'll just get to watch it, and I won't get to eat it. So that pretty much wraps it up for me this week. And I thank you all. Of course, pay no attention to all of the commentary that's coming out, really, because you know, Biden roars on his big night and he roasts the Trump populist agenda. Going after 50% of the American people, in my opinion, is not a very good idea. Did want to mention that the RNC has been handed over to Michael Whatley and Lara Trump, which should be very, very interesting. As for me, I'll be back on Monday at 3 if it be his will and he delays his coming. What lies behind us and what lies ahead of us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. So wherever you are, just be yourself. Everybody else is taken. And then may God bless you. May God bless America. And most importantly, may God have mercy on us if that's what we have leading this country. See you on Monday.